This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
That's a great asset. More inflation. You're a stupid son of a bitch.
I heard you. The whole neighborhood can hear you cussing.
How can you make a mistake like that?
Oh, no. It wasn't a mistake. I did it as a goof.
You goof?
No. Relax.
I don't get it.
Well, clearly, you just don't know me. I goof a lot. My friends know that at least half the time. I am goofing.
The thing is, you need to understand my sense of humor. I think that's it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's ridiculous that we can't go get ketchup because they're out of ketchup for weeks at a time.
Ketchup! Ketchup! Where's the ketchup at?
My God, this is like a third world country.
But let me also be blunt and hopefully motivating. We're in trouble. I hope everybody understands that.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Is Live Shot Carey talking about coal or polls when he says we're in trouble? 844-500-4242. Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, Brandon is trying to get back on track this afternoon. You know, he had a problem yesterday. The one horse pony, Peter Ducey, asked him a question about inflation, and he called him a stupid SOB. You saw that.
Well, he's a crafty old son of a bitch.
So today, Joe wants to get the conversation back to its normal White House level. He went to an ice cream shop. No. Mr. Frosty didn't come to the White House. He went to Splendid Ice Creams so they can ask him, so that the White House press corps can get back to asking him the questions that everyone feels more comfortable with.
Not just any Splendid Ice Creams, Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams.
Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams.
As in the same ice cream that's in Nancy Pelosi's Sub-Zero freezer.
Oh, it's I thought that was gelato.
I think they make both.
Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream is not only the same ice cream that Nancy Pelosi was eating, but they have that flavor that they made specifically for Joe Biden. I've done a deep dive on their website. Their ice creams are very expensive per pint. They have a specialty inauguration ice cream for Joe. It's, I believe, like a chocolate chip or a white chocolate chip or something.
Well, can we have the sound of the reporters, those crack scribes, asking him what flavor he got? I mean, we can, until we get the stuff from today, we can use the stuff from, 2020.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
Is that guy still on the White House beat, that Democrat operative with a press pass? I'm sure he is. He's up for the Pulitzer Prize this year, I heard, for his deeply sourced reporting on President Brandon's ice cream habits.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
Was it real or was it Memorex? Was that 2020 or was that 10 minutes ago in D.C.? Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. Grace, how much does a pint cost? You can't really tell much from a scoop because the scoop can be big or small, kitty, double. But how much does a pint cost? Do you know? Like $13, would you say? I'll bet it's up around $13 now.
So I don't know exactly. I remember doing a lot of research on this when Nancy Pelosi came out with it, but hold on, we're looking it up right now. All right, so for a subscription to the Pint Club, it's $199 a month for 3 months.
How much? $199 for 3 months? $65 a month.
Taylor, just type in Pint of Jenny's on Google and see what comes up on the...
Man, maybe I was lowballing for 13.
No, I think you're around the right mark. I think it's probably around $13.
What's it? What is Dementia Joe's favorite? What was the inauguration?
It's called
special?
White House chocolate chip. And I don't know the exact description of it. I just actually sent you the link, Howie, to your email so you can read it on the air. But even though they made him his own specialty flavor, he still prefers, I believe, Haagen-Dazs. And can I just say, it makes me so incredibly sad how much I know about this. Like, this is such a waste of space in my mind. It's 10 to 12 bucks a pint.
Oh, 10 to 12 bucks. Okay. Jenny's local. Oh, and it's J-E-N-I apostrophe S.
And by the way, Howie, I'm pretty sure by the looks of it, I cannot confirm this, but their pint is about the same size as a Ben and Jerry's pint. So use air quotes around that.
So it's not really a pint? Yeah. Are you saying they've cut the size? How can you cut the size of a pint down?
I'm saying it looks a little like shrinkflation to me. But that could, I could just be, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I know you can shrink the size, but you can't still say it's a pint, can you? I mean, a pint is a pint. What, so there's this empty space at the top of the pint now that if you buy at these expensive flavors? I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, we need some sound of the reporters asking him the hard-hitting questions about, you know, what his favorite flavor is and all that.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
617 says they sell it at Whole Foods. Okay.
What are you staring at me for, you little son of a bitch?
They sell it at Whole Foods. That's one thing I like about Publix, Grace, is they got really good house brand generic. That's going to be our poll question about generic brands. They're making a big time comeback now with Biden inflation. So we'll get to that.
I still get the Brigham's. I got a thing of Brigham's vanilla this weekend. I love Brigham's.
Yeah, Brigham's isn't bad. That's my daughter. By the way, happy 28th birthday to Carolyn Carr Mendes now. But it's her 28th birthday. She loves Brigham's vanilla. That's her favorite.
You can't go wrong. It's a classic.
Yeah. Friendly's is pretty good, too, actually. I wouldn't buy Ben & Jerry's on a bet anymore. I bleep Ben & Jerry's after what they did to it's Unilever. Now Unilever's having big layoffs. That's in the Wall Street Journal today. And again, I can't say I'm really sorry. Someone says Haagen-Dazs hasn't had a 16-ounce pint in years. But a pint is, by definition, 16 ounces, right? I mean, I don't think you can call it a pint unless it has 16 ounces. You can call it, we're going to have our, what do they call those little mini pack? A fun pack. You can call it a fun pack of ice cream. All right. 844-500.
Like the Hoodsy cups?
Yeah, right. The Hoodsy. Right. A Hoodsy. All right. Okay. 844-500-42. So let's play a couple of the Biden. We've got the two Biden cuts. Apparently, we don't have any ice cream cuts, at least not as of yet. But he says that they're not going to be American force. Well, let's just hear it. Let's listen to it. Cut 38.
You guys, come on, let's go. Thank you.
There is not going to be any American forces moving into Ukraine.
Okay, so that must have poll tested very badly. The focus group said this is not going to take the eyes of the American public off of all the other disasters that are ongoing in Brandon world. So but you never know. You know, he's not calling the shots, but I guess it's better than nothing. So let's play cut 37.
There will be enormous consequences if he were to go in and invade, as he could, the entire country, or a lot less than that as well, for Russia, not only in terms of economic consequences and political consequences, but it would be enormous consequences worldwide. This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, it would be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world.
I don't think it would be the largest invasion since World War II. How many troops did North Korea send into South Korea in 1950? And then they got the Red Chinese invaded, right? I don't think his historical grasp is any greater than his grasp of any other discipline, as they say. But that's Dementia Joe. Where are the fact checkers on this, the largest invasion since World War II? 844-500-4242.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
They want to get back to normalcy, as Warren G. Harding said about 100 years ago, a return to normalcy. Let's ask him about the important issues, which is ice cream. Ice cream. And what a bad man President Trump is for calling reporters SOBs. That's, you know what that is? That's threats and intimidation, as Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stelter, described by Donald Trump Jr. as a gender-neutral potato head. That's what he said. Threats and intimidation.
You son of a bitch.
But if a Democrat president calls a Republican a stupid SOB, that's a blip. That's a blip. And Fox is going to milk it, unlike Jim Acosta and CNN. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. BOGO is back for 1 week only. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier, BOGO. If you've been waiting for it, here it is. You've always wondered if the Thunderstorm Air Purifier works, and this is the best time to find out. Officer Mark wrote, Howie, that's me, quote, what a great product. Just after 1 day's use, my humble hovel has clean air scent that is so different from air purifiers that we've tried before. I installed it. That means he plugged it into his bedroom. He plugged it into the socket in his bedroom, and it's so quiet that it's unnoticeable. My wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake. Do what Officer Mark did and take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer. For this week only, you buy one and you get one. This is only until this Sunday the 30th. This is only for my listeners, so go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see, where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Because Putin knows if I am president of the United States, his days of tyranny and trying to intimidate the United States and those in Eastern Europe are over. I'm going to stand up to him. He's a bully, just like the president. And I know he doesn't want me to be president, but to tell you what, when I'm president, things are going to change.
Yeah, things are going to change. Yeah. Yeah, Putin is quaking in his boots now. Man, who wouldn't be stared down by Tony Blinken and Ron Klain? It's like Clint Eastwood times two. Dirty Harry and Dirty Larry. So there's a story in the Wall Street Journal today. Surging grocery prices spur a rise in bargain hunting. Rising food prices are leading American consumers to fill their grocery carts with cheaper groceries to stretch their dollars in Biden's inflation. People increasingly are comparing prices at various stores and signing up for savings programs. And shoppers earlier splurged on food during the pandemic, and of course they were getting more welfare than they are now. A health counselor who lives in New Jersey said she is buying groceries in bulk and comparing prices of retailers online. Because she's now under Biden, has to spend about $200 per trip on groceries for herself and her son, compared with $125 to $150 when Trump was president. Store brands represented about 21% of food and beverage sales in the U.S. retail stores. That's going up in December. So that's what we're going to do the poll question on. It's sponsored by MyPillow. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I was wearing them today. They keep my feet warm.
You're not a typical slippers guy either. You like to barefoot it around the house.
When it's warm, I do. But you know, it's cool. Grace gave me a pair of slippers for Christmas, and I have the MyPillow slippers. So now I got two. I'm going to bring one up to Wellesley when I come up in March. And so now I got two. Now
you've got North and South slippers. Look at you.
I do. But I love MyPillow slippers. I dry off with their towels. Their towels are great as well. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you buying more generic brands at the supermarket these days?
Yes, I am.
62% say yes.
Yeah, I think you have to, and you know, as time goes on, it's only getting worse with Dementia Joe. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. Regarding ice cream, a pint is equal to a pint, but some pints are more equal than others. But what I really called about, I heard this morning on Fox that there's over 5,000 U.S. citizens in Ukraine. Do you think Biden will have the nerve to say he won't leave any behind?
No, you know, I'm glad you brought this up because we have a sound cut here. Cut 27. This is Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, who was one of the leading proponents of the Russian collusion hoax back in the day. And he could be in a jam with the special counsel, John Durham, but we don't know. But Jake Sullivan, he doesn't know how many Americans are left in Afghanistan. And guess what? History is repeating itself. Cut 27.
We do not have an account that we consider to be accurate of the number of Americans, private Americans, who are resident in Ukraine.
Shocking, huh, Frank? They don't know how many illegal aliens are here in the U.S. They just know they want a lot more of them, and they have no idea how many Americans are in all these foreign countries.
It's ridiculous.
But it's only to be expected. This is the most corrupt, incompetent administration in U.S. history, and that's saying a lot. Tom, you're next. Thanks for the call, Frank. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie.
Go ahead.
Howie, is this Tom from the Cape?
Yes.
Okay, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Question. With Megyn Kelly talked to Trump about calling Rosie O'Donnell a fat pig. Is there a different issue between Joe?
You know, he said in 2021, before he became president, he said, "If I find you treating anyone with disrespect," I'm just looking at if we have that.
I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot.
Brandon, you're fired. Tom, this was a year ago he said this, and now he's saying stupid SOB, and he told another Fox reporter last week, she asked him about Ukraine, he said, "What a stupid question that is." I mean, you know, talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Joe Biden is calling anybody else stupid. And this is the same guy who says his son, Hunter, his alcoholic, crack-smoking, stripper-knocking-up, hooker-chasing son is the smartest guy he knows. The smartest guy he knows. And Peter Ducey is a stupid SOB? Come on. 844-500-4242. But hey, he's turning the page today. He's at Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. I went to the Jenny's ice cream website and I saw that on the front page they have the White House chocolate chip. I clicked on it and 404 page not found. Another supply chain problem, perhaps. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Get past the old son of a bitch!
It's a really cool winter day. I want to go outside and play. Yeah! Go outside and play in a brand new 2022 Subaru Outback with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Buy with 1.9% financing or lease for only $265 per month. It's a really cool winter day. I want to go outside and play. It's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Nah, nah, nah. It's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Nah, nah.
110 Grill has you covered when you're looking for gluten-free options. You can have 110 Grill's core menu made gluten-free, so you can enjoy favorites like their pulled pork mac and cheese. You can even get gluten-free fried foods like their calamari. 110 Grill is proud to be recognized by Allergy Eats as a top 10 allergy-friendly restaurant brand. With over 35 locations in the Northeast, you can always find a location near you at 110grill.com.
Teddy the red-nosed senator.
Urban against rural. City against suburban.
The tests show that they develop a sense of humor, which I think is probably of some value in terms of one's life, carrying one through life.
America entered a long winter of disconnect. Disconnect. This is the beginning of the end of the Bush administration.
And this clearly is George's Bush, Vietnam, Iraq is.
We are not a rubber stamp. This administration would like us to be a rubber stamp. We are not a rubber stamp for this president.
Mr. President, I'd ask consent that my full statement be a part of the record.
He's a drunken asshole.
BOGO is back for 1 week only for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. You've been waiting for it, and now here it is. You've always wondered if the Thunderstorm Air Purifier works, and this is the best time to find out. Officer Mark wrote, "What a great product. Just after 1 day's use, my humble hobble has clean air scent that is so different from air purifiers that we've tried before. I installed it in our bedroom, and it is so quiet that it's unnoticeable. My wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake. Do what Officer Mark did and take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer for this week only. You buy one and you get one. This is only good until Sunday the 30th. This is only for my listeners, so go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free.
First family was considering adopting a cat.
Oh yeah, she is waiting in the wings.
Update on the White House cat, because that's something that's still happening here.
I've been joking, although maybe it might be true, that we're waiting for a bad news day for that to come out.
That is Danielle Lippi, and she's a Republican. She's got a question for you.
Okay. But your dog's a Democrat, I can tell.
Oh, greetings, Bailey.
Say hello, Bailey. Bailey is definitely going to vote in November, and he's voting Democrat all the way.
If you see a tail wagging coming out of the briefing room, you'll know something bad's about to happen. I don't have any update on the cat. I know there's a lot of interest.
I defeated ISIS. I love dogs, but they gave the dog full credit. They didn't give me any credit. That's okay.
And by the way, dogs may help cure cancer. Not a joke.
Hanging out with my dog, Bailey, prank calling big banks, drag racing Subarus.
Do we know how long puppies are allowed to stay with their mothers?
Most people come out of the process diminished, I would say. Most losers. I mean, that's what Mike Dukakis is. You know, Rush Limbaugh had it perfect. Whenever he'd mention Mike Dukakis, you'd hear the Beatles' Nowhere Man come up. I mean, that's what Mike Dukakis is, the Nowhere Man.
I mean, I could care less what Rush Limbaugh says. I think the guy's a nut. But if a serious, thoughtful reporter, commentator, person in public life were to be critical of me, then I would take that criticism seriously. I'd say, hey, maybe there's some things I'm doing wrong that I gotta correct. I mean, I think you've got to distinguish between your critics. Howie Carr, I don't pay any attention to Carr because I think Carr's a nutcake. And I always did.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the show. And it's time now for Grace's News.
Well, this might not come as a surprise given all of the recent news, but Biden's approval rating is tanking to a new low.
You know, we do the, we used to do a segment called Recurring Headlines, you know, and, or Standing Headlines. And, you know, that's, Biden hits new low in polls. That's a standing headline now, Grace. Every day there's a new poll where he reaches a new low.
Yeah, it's like the headline, Nancy Pelosi says something crazy. You know, it's never, it can go right. Any day of the week.
So who was this, who conducted this latest poll?
Well, it's one of those right-wing polls by Harvard Harris, you know, Harvard Caps / Harris. Yeah, they're putting Joe Biden at 39% as his approval rating for his administration as they contend with a number of domestic and global concerns. This is a new low for President Biden. And I just have to say, Howie, listening to the beginning of your show and hearing that Joe Biden cut where he says we're not going to use any American troops in the Ukraine. And then he says it would be, can we hear it again, Taylor? Because there was something about that I found interesting. This is Joe Biden just recently today.
You guys, come on, let's go. Thank you.
There's not going to be any American forces moving into Ukraine.
I can't believe that he's trying to spin this in a matter of like 48 hours. That, if Russia were to do anything, there would be we would really crack down on them.
Right.
Like just the other day, you were saying, well, if it's a minor incursion, you know, who knows really what's going to happen? Does he really believe?
This was 24 hours after his Pentagon spokesman said they were just putting 8,500 military on high alert to maybe be sent in there. And they're leaking off the record that some of the 60,000 troops that are attached to Europe, NATO, European bases, might go into action. So they've totally reversed themselves in less than 24 hours.
And Howie, did you hear what a high-ranking official from the Ukraine said about this when he heard that the Biden administration was pulling out embassy officials? He said it was an overreaction and that Americans are safer in the Ukraine than they are in L.A.
Well, you know, it occurred to me today, Grace, that, you know, more Americans have been killed at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree in the last 72 hours than have been killed in Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's fact, isn't it?
Yeah. Fact check. Where's Glenn Kessler? We need a fact check. Yeah, it's really crazy. And when you hear that answer that Joe Biden just gave, you can hear the women going, thank you, everybody out, thank you. And what I'm noticing is, both in this case and with the Peter Ducey comment, it's getting harder and harder for them to get the press out fast enough. Like, he's getting so snippy with people that before they can get them out the door, he says something that becomes a headline.
You know, maybe that's why they took him to the ice cream shop today, because they figured that would improve his mood a little bit. You know, I mean, there's so many times you can, you know, sit, you know, you sit down in front of your TV tray and you finish your Swanson's meatloaf special, and then they give you the tapioca, and you say, how many days in a row can I have tapioca? When am I going to get some white double chocolate chip in a waffle cone?
So, there's a different experience, too, about going to an ice cream store. I mean, I love to buy a pint and have it at my house, but there's something different about going in and, you know, having someone scoop it for you.
Right.
And you can pick out your sprinkles and your cone. Maybe you get a chocolate dipped.
Yeah, you can get crushed Oreos. You can get the little tiny M&Ms. Some people like Reese's peanut. Not me, but some people like the Reese's peanut butter cup chips.
Or the Reese's Pieces. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
You know who wouldn't be a fan of all this, though? Bernie Sanders. Who needs this many toppings? Who needs this many mix-ins?
No. Although when he announced for president, he didn't have a problem with Ben & Jerry's, which has like seven types of vanilla and 17 types of chocolate come out and, you know, give freebies to all of his indigent hippies.
Yes, very
who were supporting him.
Very true. All right, Howie, I don't know if you'll get to this today. I had mentioned it in my show, but I think it's interesting. Neil Young tells Spotify it's either him or Joe Rogan. So Neil Young.
No,
is,
this is an interesting topic because Joe Rogan supposedly has, what, 11 million people listen to his podcast?
Yeah, Neil Young has at least 11 who listen to his songs every day. So this is going to be a really tough call for Spotify. How will they decide?
You know, that's the thing. You never say things like over my dead body. You know, there's certain ultimatums that you just don't issue.
Yeah, well, it's like the rule with an ultimatum. You got to make sure that you're putting them in a precarious situation, you know? And it's funny, before I met Will, Howie, and you know my husband, Will, before I met him, like, 5 or 6 years ago, I didn't really know anyone my age who was a big fan of Neil Young. He was the first person I ever met. And I
Grace,
said,
I gotta tell you something. I don't know many people my age that were a fan of Neil Young.
Yeah, and I asked Will this morning, I said, all right, he loves Joe Rogan. I said, you gotta pick, choose your fighter. And he said, oh, I choose Joe. I think he probably figures I have like a CD if I really need to turn on some Neil Young, if I'm really craving it for the day.
You know, there was a story today that Bob Dylan sold his library or whatever you want to call
catalog.
It. Catalog. That's the right word. For $200 million. I'm going to guess Neil Young is not going to reach the Bob Dylan level when he sells his catalog.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear how much those catalogs go for. Like Prince's versus, you know, the Beatles versus Michael Jackson.
Right.
Some of them go for money that I don't think is even right. Like, I just think it's way overestimated. But
yeah,
some of
ZZ Top, for instance. They got a ton of money for ZZ Top, but I just didn't see that in the cards at all.
And then some people you think, I would have thought that would go for a little bit more.
Right. Right. Bob Dylan, I wouldn't have been surprised if Bob Dylan had gone for more than $200 million.
I know. I was just going to say that seems kind of low. I know it's a lot of money, but when you think about all of his songs, it's
you know
like
how
Taylor,
much you know
Taylor
how much they make for
a ton.
You know how much they make every year? This was in the story today. They make $16 million a year off of his catalog. $16 million. So I mean, it sounds like it's a pretty good deal. If you're 80 years old, I think it's a good deal. It's like, you know, it's like winning the lottery. Do you want to get the annual payment or do you want to get the lump sum? So you go with the lump sum most times.
Is Bob Dylan still alive?
He's 80. Turned 80.
Happy birthday. I didn't know that.
You didn't know he was still...
No, I didn't mean it disrespectfully. I just didn't know that. You don't see him a lot. He doesn't go to a lot of events or anything.
He just announced he's got a new tour this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was in Boston in late November.
Oh, very good. Sorry, that sounded like hate mail to Bob Dylan because that's what people say about Howie. I didn't mean
Yeah,
it like
if it
that.
Were hate mail, if it were hate mail Monday, Grace, you would be
no,
getting ready
no
to
disrespect.
Suffer the slings and arrows from
I
Bob
like,
Dylan fans.
I like Bob Dylan. I wasn't crazy about his music, and then Howie and the Mailroom Manager have kind of made me a fan. So no disrespect to Bob Dylan. Grace's news is brought to you by Tux Trucks, GMC, and Fisher Plows. Tux sells, installs, and services Fisher Plows and Spreaders. Check out the new Fisher EZV Plow designed for half-ton pickups. Get a Fisher at Tux Trucks, GMC, and Fisher Plows in Hudson, Mass. Call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. Adams, Mayor Adams says NYC school mask mandates remain after judge shoots down Hochul rule. So this was good news this morning, and it's turned into bad news this afternoon. Mask mandates in New York City public schools will remain in effect. Mayor Eric Adams said Tuesday, a day after a Long Island judge ruled against Governor Kathy Hochul's statewide mask requirement. I cannot believe, Howie, that parents are even tolerating this at this point. Like,
you see what's going on in Virginia, right? That, you know, the new governor, Youngkin, the Republican, rescinded the mask mandates. And all of these rich, suburban, federal worker-dominated counties in Northern Virginia are rebelling against him. And the county boards, county commissioners are passing new mask mandates.
But why do people want their children? Like, if you want your kid in a mask...
They're crazy.
Then,
Grace.
There's no...
They're insane. This has nothing to do with following the science. This is following the religion.
It really reminds me of like a cult where people don't, you know, it's more almost, you know, I'm not even going to name a religion here, but almost like, oh, as long as it's for the cause, you know, I don't care if my child has to suffer because it's for the greater whatever. That's
why
really
don't we play,
scary.
Let's play the cut. Let's play the cut of the two white women. These two white women get on it. There's a black guy on the elevator, and he's not wearing a mask. He's there first. He's a black guy. These are, you know, these are woke women, and they start screaming and yelling at him. Cut 26.
Get out.
Get out.
Yo,
get
stop.
Out. Get out. Get out.
What are you guys doing?
Get out. Get out.
What are you guys doing?
Get out.
What's
wrong with you? Get out. Don't touch me.
Don't you have to.
Do not touch me.
Get out.
Do not touch me.
Get out. I'm not touching you. Oh, did you just hit me?
There.
Did you just hit me?
You just hit me.
You just hit me. You too.
Black lives matter.
Yo, this is crazy. Wow.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Yo, stop. Yo, stop. Stop recording. I don't know you. Yo, you need to stop.
Get out.
No, I'm not getting out. I was
yes, you are.
They hit the guy, the black guy, and then they start screaming Black Lives Matter. And his only offense is he's not wearing a mask.
Those are
how crazy are these people?
Those are some real tolerant liberals. Those are some woke Karens who are patrolling that elevator. The whole thing with the elevator with the mask is if I don't have, I really never have a mask on, but when I haven't and I've seen someone outside the elevator who has one on, they always usually say, I'll wait for the next one. And that's fine. Like if you're afraid to be in the elevator with me, I don't care. I don't need you to ride with me. But they never say to me, you get out. I mean, I would be like, what?
I always, you know, where I am on with my building, I'm on the 7th floor. So sometimes I'm going down in the elevator and the elevator stops at another floor and these people have masks on. And I say, come on, come on. And
well, I got kicked out of your building the other day.
That's right.
I didn't have a mask on. They kicked me out.
And what did I tell you, Taylor?
Don't worry about them, Taylor.
I think I told you just say you have emphysema.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's my advice for everybody.
You told me to tell them that I caught it from you.
That's right.
Because is it communicable?
It's such a communicable disease.
You work for me, so why couldn't you catch it from me?
Hey, Howie, really quick. I have
Where are my Pall Malls, Taylor? You stole a Pall Mall from me.
I have one more story I want to get in here, Howie. So just bear with me because I think you're going to enjoy this, but you got to let me get to the punchline here. The New Yorker lies again in hit.
This is a great story.
The best part of this, so the New Yorker lies again in hit on Clarence Thomas and wife that falsely claims he attended a DC event. I'm going to let Howie get into all of that later, but I just want to say that the defense or the reasoning behind why they think that Clarence Thomas should not be able to rule on anything having to do with Roe versus Wade is because his wife is very pro-life. And she's been very vocal about it on, you know, social media or whatever. And the funniest part about this is that in 2011, Judge Stephen Reinhardt on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and a liberal icon properly refused to recuse from a challenge to the constitutionality of Proposition 8, even though his wife was the executive director of the ACLU at the time. And Howie will read the rest of this, but it's so hypocritical because they actually cite this in some paper that the same person who's now saying, oh, Clarence Thomas's wife, you know, is the reason he should recuse himself, this same person had cited how great it was that this guy wouldn't recuse himself because his wife was on the ACLU. Because when that was happening, it was great for the Constitution, and now because it's Clarence Thomas, it's
well,
not
there's
great.
There's another one, too, at the very end of the story. There's the writer, Jane Mayer, who hates Clarence Thomas. She's the one who said she would drop to her knees for Bill Clinton, and et cetera, et cetera. So she says that this one guy that Clarence Thomas was at this award ceremony of this pro-life group. They give an award to this guy. And she quotes the guy as saying Clarence was there and he was a happy warrior and all this stuff. So the guy that wrote the story, this lawyer, calls up the guy who got the award and says, was Clarence Thomas there? And he says, no, he wasn't there. I never saw him. He said, well, where'd that quote come from? He said, I have no idea where the quote came from. Did anyone from the New Yorker call you? No. Did the fact checker from the New Yorker? New Yorker is supposed to have the best fact checkers in the magazine industry, in the whole media world. Nobody ever called him up. This Jane Mayer just made it up out of whole cloth.
Yeah, and Mayer cited this person, Stephen Gillers, who's supposedly the gold standard for judicial ethics. And yeah. Stephen Gillers had filed a brief vigorously defending Reinhart for not recusing and, you know, said, we are long past the day when a wife's opinions are assumed to be the same as her husband's. But now that it's Clarence Thomas's wife, of course, crickets, please. And lies. Crickets and lies. All right, but Hal, you'll be able to get into more of that. I didn't have really enough time, but it is a very interesting story.
It's very revealing about the New Yorker's fact-checking, that's for sure. All right, thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Hal.
I appreciate it. Okay, now's the time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's most important, and HelloFresh helps me do just that with everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door. HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week and all the frustration that entails with the supply shortages and the masks and everything like that and the Karens. It takes the stress out of sticking to my goals for the new year. With 50 weekly menu and market items that change every week, including veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, and gourmet recipe options, there's always something new and delicious to try. I hear from Patrice from Arlington, one of our listeners who's really gotten into HelloFresh. She got her box today. She says it's green rather than blue. I guess I'm kind of colorblind.
Mine's green too. Yeah. But you get the special luxury VIP HelloFresh boxes.
But she said today she opened up the box and she got two free meals. She thinks it was a mistake, but sometimes you get a freebie. Hers were today were sweet chili pork bowl and balsamic tomato and herb chicken. So you don't only get a free dessert or free ginger beer. You might get some free meals too, just overall.
Sounds like she's doing the healthy thing too, kind of the low calorie count.
Yeah, she is. She was also doing the zucchini panini and some other stuff that
I had spicy shrimp scampi with zucchini today. It was fabulous.
Okay, she's not a shrimp person, but she likes this other stuff. She's very
happy. Ordering for her.
I know. I'm just pointing that out. I'm big on takeout myself, but every HelloFresh dish is chef-crafted and made with high-quality ingredients so I can serve up restaurant-worthy food without leaving my home. HelloFresh also saves me money by helping me cut back on excess food waste so I can put extra cash toward other 2022 goals, like filling up my car with gasoline. I'm excited to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test, or one-pan cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. HelloFresh has options for every time of the day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, including spinach and feta, egg bites, and ready-to-eat cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets. Everything they send you, whether you order it or they send it to you by mistake or it's a special, it's all great. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue.
My name is Sue. How do you do? Now you're going to die. By the way, correction, it was not Jane Mayer who said she would drop to her knees to give Clinton, to service Clinton because of his defense of abortion. It was her co-author of the anti-Clarence Thomas book, Nina Burley, who said that. Nina Burley. By the way, just this story Grace was talking about in The Federalist, The New Yorker lies again and hit on Clarence Thomas and wife that falsely claims he attended a D.C. event. I mean, there's just so much here that they lied about. But Mayer claims that Justice Thomas attended a luncheon, Impact Awards. Ginny Thomas, that's his wife, emceed the event where awards are given to conservative leaders. She writes that the guest at the luncheon, Jerry Johnson, who was president of the Religious Broadcasters, related that Thomas was there. Well, in fact, he wasn't there. He wasn't there. She also says Jenny Thomas failed to pass the bar exam until her second try. You know, like Hillary Clinton, Kamala, and Michelle Obama. She didn't mention that. I'm Howie Carr.